everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order. The Colts are talking life without luck. Gronk is talking life without joy. And out in Russia, sports reporters willing to go through hell to bring you important football news. Take a look at these panelists. Who's going to bring me that dedication today, that courage, that potential to be electrocuted?
I'll just do a sprinkler
for
you.
Is it UKB? Yeah. So.
Yeah. The hair can't get wet. You know the rules.
It literally cannot get wet.
Kevin will stand in the sprinkler.
Go around the horn. The Colts were favorites to win the AFC South before Andrew Luck's sudden retirement. But head coach Frank Reich remains confident, saying his team is in good hands with Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback. Reich called Brissett, who is 5-12 in his career as a starter, a quote, top 20 QB in the league. Mina, do you share Frank Reich's confidence in both Brissett and the Colts?
Sarah, I have faith in what Frank Reich is saying because I have faith in Frank Reich. Yes, Jacoby Brissett was not great in 2017, completion percentage under 60%, struggled at times, but he was in a terrible situation that year. He came into the offense at the last minute, a bad offense, struggled, had to learn it on the fly. He was playing behind a terrible offensive line, as Luck knew all too well, was pressured on over 40% of his snaps. That's not the situation anymore in Indianapolis. The offensive line is one of the best in the league, the defense is ascendant, and most importantly, Frank Reich knows what he is doing. He is a career backup who took a backup in Nick Foles to the Super Bowl. And I'm not saying Jacoby Brissett's going to the Super Bowl, but a top 20 quarterback is absolutely realistic for him.
Izzy, you as optimistic?
First of all, has any NFL coach looked more like a wise sitcom dad than Frank Reich? I just love his look right now. But I'm equally as optimistic in terms of potential there, right? I do think Jacoby Brissett, as Mina said, was in a terrible situation before. He was behind that same offensive line that we gave a lot of people a grief for Andrew Luck playing behind, right? And so it has improved. He has been there for a few years and has this chemistry with these players, T.Y. Hilton, et cetera. And so I do think top 20, he's probably right around there, right? Maybe like third tier of quarterback, given the opportunity, given the good teammates. So in terms of, you know, faith and potential for this team, I still think they could possibly win the AFC South.
What about you, Blackstone?
What did you think Frank Reich was going to say now that he has to hand the ball over to Jacoby Brissett, the backup, that he's not the guy who can get this job done? Of course, he's trying to instill some confidence in him and the team and in the fan base right now, which is still shocked that the guy who made them look like a Super Bowl contender this year is all of a sudden going home to sit on the couch. Is Jacoby Brissett the guy you want leading this team? It's the only guy you've got right now. And all of a sudden now, that running game by committee led by Matt is really going to have to turn it up. That offensive line is really going to have to be special. The wideouts, the defense, everybody's going to have to be that much better because you really don't know what Jacoby can do for an entire season. This is a team that right now is in last place in that division until we see what Jacoby Brissett
can do. Frank, I don't know if you're the guy that I want in that last box, but you're the only one I've got, so give me your take.
Well, I love my fellow University of Maryland alum, Frank Reich, and Kevin is absolutely right. He has to say that. But you know what? Being top 20 in college football, top 20 in college basketball is good. Being a top 20 quarterback in a league that has 32 starting quarterbacks, is that good enough to get into the playoffs? They lost a top 5 quarterback. And here's the thing. Mina talked about Jacoby Brissett playing, you know, behind a bad line. When he did play, they were 4-11. That is the record. So until that record improves, we don't know. And guess what? If he is the 20th best quarterback in the league, it might not be good enough to be a playoff team.
Well, Mina said that because the offensive line was really bad. He got pressure more than any quarterback in the league when he was a starter. So you would assume the record might change if the offensive line is better. Mina, Izzy said still the favorites in the AFC South. Still the favorites to you?
No, I don't think so. The rest of the team is better. Sarah, as you accurately pointed out, that matters when you're talking about wins. But I think the Jags' defense is good enough to elevate them above Indianapolis after the after Luck retired.
What about you, KB?
Not that I pay attention to such things, but I understand that 84% of the bets to win that division that have come in since Andrew Luck announced his retirement are going with the Texans. So that tells you who I think's the best.
You heard from a friend, huh? Isola, last
friend.
Word?
I don't know who it is.
Since 2016, 37 quarterbacks have thrown at least 500 passes in the NFL. And of all those players, Jacoby Brissett ranks 33rd or lower in every important category.
There we go.
I hope it works out for him. But to say right now that he's a top 20 quarterback, the evidence proves otherwise.
I agree with you on that one. We'll all have to see. Moving on. While announcing his new role in a new line of CBD products this morning, Rob Gronkowski, everyone's favorite polar bear, broke down when he was asked about a possible return to football.
I was not in a good place. Football was bringing me down. And I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life. Like, the joy. If I feel passionate about football again, if I'm feeling like I need to be out there on the field, I will go back to football. But as of right now, that is not the case. It could be the case in 6 months. It could be the case in 2 years.
Frank, how do you react to seeing that emotion from Gronk? And do you see a comeback in his future?
You know, actually, it's heartbreaking in a lot of ways because the guy loved to play and he was a great player, but physically, his body began to break down. I think when you're talking about Andrew Luck as well, I think these guys are smart enough. Their family members are worried about CTE. And clearly, Gronkowski, as we all know, in this last year, when the season started, there was always this idea that he was going to retire at the end of the year. He's proven all he needs to prove. I hope that he doesn't come back. I think there's a chance that he might. I hope that he doesn't.
Mina Kimes?
I found his honesty really refreshing and compelling, but not particularly surprising. I wrote about Gronk after the Super Bowl, followed him into the locker room. He could barely walk, Sarah. One of his thighs was twice the size of the other, so I was not surprised when he retired. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he comes back despite all of that pain because, yes, Gronk loves football, but he also loves the culture and the camaraderie of it. And you hear all the time from retired players, that's really hard to leave behind as well.
Izzy, what do you make of this?
Well, Gronk and Andrew Luck, for that matter, are superstars that are giving a face to the pain of the NFL. We talk about bigger, faster, stronger all the time, but we talk about it in context of maybe comparing eras. But we really need to recognize the amount of pain and damage it does to this body. How many people would have had Rob Gronkowski, sort of the perfect prototype football player, crying in bed because of a thigh bruise? And if you ask any NFL fan and think, oh, a thigh bruise, no big deal, they'll just overlook it. Look what you're talking about here. You remember J.J. Watt's ridiculous bruise on his leg, and people are like, oh, that's gnarly. No, this is gross. The things that are happening to these players' bodies are terrible. And Rob Gronkowski, the face of sort of the meathead jock that you want to insult him or whatever, he's the perfect prototype to play football, and he's telling you, I'm out. This is too much.
And the perfect guy to actually have people listen when he talks about the pain, internal bleeding caused by that very gnarly bruise. KB, what do you make of this?
You know, the most amazing thing that I ever seen in sports on a regular basis is going into an NFL clubhouse, locker room, at a practice facility the day after a game and watching guys trying to piece together their body so they can do the same thing they did on Sunday, you know, the next Thursday or the next Saturday or the next Sunday, and then to do it over and over and over again. I would say that one thing about Gronkowski, if it was the pain and discomfort and displeasure he had that chased him out of the game, it's not going to get any better if he comes back. His body's certainly going to heal up over the next who knows how many months that he doesn't play any football, but the minute he comes back, all of that pain is going to be there. So I am really proud that he dropped that cloak of masculinity in order to bare his soul and let people know what it's really about.
Absolutely, KB. Quickly from everybody, starting with Mina, percentage you actually think he'll return?
I'll put it at 60 now. It's not just because he loves football, he's competitor, and he misses it, but also because the Patriots are probably going to go back to the Super Bowl, right? It's not like he's returning to the Dolphins or something. It's, there's added incentive for him to return. The
Dolphins were invoked. Izzy, percentage?
I would put it at about 30, but it would be one of those deals where he would only come back for late season run. I can't see him going through an entire season or more than that ever again.
AB, how about you?
I'm going to say zero. Woo. If it's the hurt, then you're not coming back.
Isola, finish this off.
I'll put it at 65. I agree with Izzy. He's never going to play 10, 12, 16 games. He'll come back late in the season to join the Patriots for their playoff run.
That's your horn. Let me give another point or two here to Mina Kimes. I think she needs a little love because she's hearing it from her favorite team's quarterback, Russell Wilson. He's calling her out for working as an analyst on Rams games.
Come on.
Calling her a traitor. She's also hearing it from her TV partner, Maurice Jones-Drew, calling her a traitor against the Rams. So what is it, Mina? Is it the Ramley? Is it the Seahawks?
Wow.
I think this picture from her wedding day tells you all you need to know. By the way, Mina's my guest on this week's podcast. That's what she said with Sarah Spain talking about that new Rams gig. Make sure you get a listen.
Shameless plug.
Coming up next, Buy or Sell.
Mm-hmm. Lenny looked like he was giving you the eye there, Mina.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Buy or Sell. Ezekiel Elliott invoked the name of Cowboys great Emmitt Smith in an interview with Maxim, noting that Smith ended up with another organization when the Cowboys wanted to go cheaper at running back in 2003. Zeke did the interview over a month ago, but clearly has Smith's 93 holdout and eventual departure from the Cowboys on his mind. Mina, should the team see this as a warning that he's willing to part ways if he doesn't get what he wants?
No, I see this less being material to the threat of a holdout, which I don't think is going to happen. I think he's going to get paid and will play, and more to his mindset, right? Because when I saw he referenced Emmitt Smith, I thought, oh, this must be about the 93 holdout. But the fact that he was talking about the end of his career, I think kind of gave us some insight into his mindset, why he's doing this. He knows he will be disposable to this team at some point, and he wants to maximize his window while he can.
Is he?
I don't think he should really evoke the name of Emmitt Smith at all, even when he goes back to the holdout thing, because if you go back to that time, the championship expectations of those Cowboys, to me, were higher then than they are now. I think now they're looking like, hey, maybe we can win the Super Bowl. Back then, it was like, oh, yeah, we need Emmitt Smith. We're going to win the Super Bowl. So I just don't think Jerry Jones is going to give in with this threat, even if it is a threat, because I don't think their ceiling is as high as it used to be.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think he mixed his metaphor there. I think what he was looking for in terms of comparison really was Le'Veon Bell. I mean, here's a guy who walked away from a team that's always contending for the Super Bowl, kind of like the Cowboys thought they would be with Zeke in the backfield, and just walked away to another team taking a year off. That's happening right now, today, and that's the example he should have used if he wants to strike fear in the heart of Jerry Jones.
How about you, Isola?
Yeah, Sarah, I think Jerry Jones knows the history of the Cowboys with Emmitt Smith. And when he left, he wasn't the best running back in the NFL. It's a little bit different. Ezekiel Elliott will eventually be on the Cowboys. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen.
Moving on. Melvin Gordon's holdout with the Chargers continues, and the Texans are in the market for a running back after losing Lamar Miller to a torn ACL. Izzy, buy or sell a trade that would send Gordon to Houston?
I'm going to sell it because the more you look at the AFC, the more you say to the Chargers, hey, maybe you guys can win this thing. And I don't, you know, you can tell me all you want to about Eckler or whoever. You just don't have the track record of a Melvin Gordon. And then you're going to send him to a team like Houston, which could be competing with you for the AFC. I think they need to work this out and not send him anywhere.
Maybe.
Well, I certainly buy it for the Texans, given the situation they're in and the fact that we know right now that they are the odds-on favorite to win that division and maybe move ahead with a running back like that. But if you're the Chargers, I think you got to stick pat. And I think you also have to really consider what you're doing contract-wise with some of your better players. I mean, they went through this with Bosa. They've been through this with other players before. They need to get this guy signed and in the fold.
Isola, you like a trade?
I don't. I want Melvin Gordon. I want him to be on the Chargers, but I also know this, and it's going to be an unpopular opinion. They did offer him $10 million a year. There's only three running backs in the NFL that average more than that over the course of their salary, $10 million a year. I think it's a fair contract. Eventually, he should sign. He's scheduled to make five. They've doubled his contract. What more does he want?
Mina, how about you?
I'm buying for the Chargers. If he's not going to come in, they should try to get a return for him. I am selling it for the Texans. They do not need an expensive running back. They need a left tackle. They need Trent Williams, right? And they need to look at Indianapolis, where a quarterback in Andrew Luck played behind a terrible offensive line that the team did not invest in and suffered for it, and look at Deshaun Watson and say, hey, we don't want that to happen to him. Invest in the offensive line. Far more important than the running game.
Good point, Mina, but I don't think one precludes the other. You can do both trades. Moving on. After a video of her drilling field goals at Eagles camp went viral, U.S. soccer star Carly Lloyd got a call from an NFL team who offered her a roster spot for their final preseason game. She will be playing with the national team in a friendly on Thursday, so she can't take them up on the offer. At least not this time. So are we buying or selling Carly Lloyd, NFL kicker, KB?
I'm going to sell it. I'm going to buy the fact that they're looking for a new kicker. NFL teams are always looking for kickers because they always have some that go sour during the year.
I've heard.
I think that, you know, I don't want her to be in an Anika Sorenstam situation, right, where she's just out there because she's a woman. I don't think that's the route to go.
Interesting. Isola?
Sarah, your Chicago Bears should maybe give her a call.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
four
I made
years
that joke
ago,
already.
She
Frank,
showed up
remember
in Houston,
that?
Texas.
Yeah. All right, Frank, trying to go for the joke. I already made it my own team's expense. All right, try something else, Frank.
4 years ago, she showed up at the Houston Texans camp, and she made a field goal. A couple of months before that, in a World Cup final from midfield, she saw the goalie off her line against Japan and scored from 54 yards out. To have the conviction, skill, and power in your leg to do that, not many players can do that. I would say that most NFL kickers can't do that. But that doesn't mean that you can kick field goals in the NFL. It's a totally different story. I can make a 40-yarder today. Doesn't mean I can.
Oh, for the love of
Come on.
Mina Kimes, we're going to go outside after this and find out if that's true. Mina, what do you make of this? Carly Lloyd in the NFL.
I'm definitely buying Frank attempting a 40-yarder on video. I'd really like to see that. And I'm also buying Carly Lloyd. If she can reliably make these kicks in the face of pressure, which is a very different scenario, then yes, give her a shot. She's obviously not going to make a tackle, but how often do you really need a kicker to do that? And the trade-off for a reliable field goal kicker makes it worth it.
Izzy, how about you?
Not only do I need video, Frank, I need it to look as smooth and easy as Carly's making it look. Otherwise, I do not believe you for 1 second. I buy 100% Carly or any woman with a strong leg doing it in the NFL. I've always wondered, it seems like a very thin lane for NFL kickers. I've always wondered why more players don't pick that lane, whether it be soccer players or anybody with a strong leg. I think a woman, if you can hit 55 yarders, of course go out there and do it.
I agree with you. It's crazy how hard it is to find a kicker these days. Hey, speaking of hard to find, people who are going to advance to the next round, Gutierrez, Isola, you're out. That sends Blackstone and Kimes into showdown. Coming up next.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Showdown. Mina KB, Mariners outfielder Keon Broxton ejected last night after this no-look glove toss to the face of umpire Manny Gonzalez. Broxton said didn't know he hit him until he heard the crowd react and said, unintentional or not, he takes full responsibility. The accidental glove slap. Worth an ejection, Mina?
Yes, although I do think it was a mistake. And look, Sarah, as a Mariners fan, I'm just glad he hit something.
Oh, what a cold shot. Yeah, it was a fair ejection. You know, we've seen umpires throw guys out just for flipping their bat. He flipped the bat, he flipped the helmet, and then he hit him in the face with the glove. You can't do that.
Good argument, but I prefer people mocking their own team because that's what I feel like doing with mine right now. Moving on. Tiger, he announced today he underwent his fifth knee surgery last week. That makes, according to our count, 9 surgeries, which include his back procedures. To that, you say what, KB?
This is the new Tiger. You never know what you're going to get except a medical report and him telling you how he's feeling. 43 years old, all of these injuries. If he's in it on Sunday, it's going to be a miracle.
Nina?
Given what Tiger Woods overcame, the injuries in the past, I will never count him completely out, Sarah. But it does look like the end is near.
It's so weird. You called him the new Tiger, but I actually think this is the old Tiger. And that's why he's having so many problems. A point for each of you. Moving on. Showdown number 3. Clarifications. The original comment from Bill Belichick on Andrew Luck was, he's a good player. I didn't see that, but I don't really follow them. Patriots clarification. Belichick didn't see their retirement coming. Meanwhile, over on Fox's college pregame show Saturday, Urban Meyer. Many thought that he said Trevor Lawrence is the best college quarterback ever. Clarification by Meyer himself. Quote, the QB at Clemson is the best QB in college football. However, what about the rest of the team? Whose clarification are you buying, Mina?
I'm buying them both, but I also love Belichick saying I don't really follow them about the Colts, which is an amazing low-grade diss of another team in the conference. I don't really follow them.
I'm definitely buying Belichick because he knows what he's saying there. But come on, Urban Meyer, you did not say however. You said ever. We have audio evidence. Everyone has heard it. There's nothing missing there. There's no Zapruder needed here to be reexamined. Stop it with the foolishness.
All right, I tend not to want to agree with Urban Meyer either, but he said hever, which is actually a Stu Gatz way of saying however. So the points go to Mina. Now we go out to Russia for football, where journalist Evgeny Evnevich is taking a cold shower on the pitch, just trying to get you a stand-up with the sprinklers on. Heroic effort or staged sprinkle, KB?
That's no sprinkle, and it's definitely staged, and it looked like it hurt. Have you ever been hit in the face with a water hose from that close-up? What is this guy doing? Come on.
It's not a big deal. Look, I've never been around sprinklers, but you mentioned Stu Gatz. As someone who's been in a studio with him, I know what it's like to have water being spit on you while you're talking.
That's disgusting, but you get the win for it. Mina gets the FaceTime.
Excellent. All right, so we've been talking a lot over the last couple of days about NFL players and pain. Andrew Luck, Rob Gronkowski. I'd like to talk about Rich Ornberger and direct you to his timeline. The former guard has a series of tweets talking about the level of pain he played with while he was in the NFL, crawling out of bed at 4:30 a.m., not being able to sleep because of his discomfort, crying in bed. It's an important thread, and I think an important reminder that when NFL players make decisions about their bodies because of the brutality of the sport, we never know what they're going through, and more often than not, it's not our place to judge them.
Very well said, Mina. And anyone who's still not listening to players who are saying that are being intentionally obtuse. I outsourced the making of my plane today. I hope it flies better. But first, I want to give a shout out to Laura Williams. She's going to attend her 900th straight White Sox home game tonight. She's done it while battling cystic fibrosis and supporting family members through illnesses. Congrats. Time to shoot for 1,000, Laura. We're on a break. Here we go.